Our learning tonight is also in the merit of Rav Ozer ben Rav Alexander HaKohen Berger. And we are moving forward in this beautiful work, the Ramban. We are learning the end of the first chapter of the letter of the Ramban, Torat Hashem Temima. And the Ramban, if you could just leave the door open, please. The Ramban, thank you. And the Ramban had said, he had quoted the Rambam, where the Rambam writes that the movements that Yeshu and Ahmed started, they had a positive influence in that the world is familiar with the concepts of Mashiach. And the world is familiar with the concept that there's a Torah. When you make a blessing, you should please make it for the merit of Rav Ozer ben Rav Alexander HaKohen Berger. There are other foods here to make blessings on. So the Rambam had said that even though there are errors, obviously, in the ways of those people, but there is a certain advantage that the world has benefited from those movements, that they've laid the groundwork in the sense that the world is already familiar with the concepts that there is a Torah, there's going to be a Mashiach, and there are mitzvot, there are commandments that we're supposed to adhere to. And we're continuing in the quote from the Rambam. He ends the chapter with this quote from the Rambam. V'hem nosim v'notnim bedvarim elu uv'mitzvot ha-Torah. And the different religions that exist today do discuss these concepts and the commandments of the Torah. Elu umrim mitzvot elu emet hayu v'kvar batlu bazman hazeh v'lo hayu nuhagot ledorot. Some will argue those are ancient mitzvot, right? There's a New Testament. They'll argue the mitzvot are outdated. They're not meant for our generation. Other sects will say the words of the Torah should not be taken literally. They have hidden meanings. That's what they want to say the Torah means. They want to say that their Messiah came and gave their own interpretation as to how the Torah should be interpreted. Says the Rambam, but when the true Messiah really comes, so then the Atzliach, the Yarum, the Inasei, he will be successful and exalted. He will be above everyone else. Miyadim kulam chozrim. Then they will have a quick route to tshuva. The Yod'im shesheker nachalu avotehem, and then they'll come to a realization that their tradition is false. V'shinviyehem v'avotehem hitum, and that their prophets and forefathers had misguided them. So the Rambam says the world is in a certain position right now, and this position makes the world more prepared for the day that the real Mashiach will come. So, as far as I understand, this is the Rambam's own analysis of what's going on in the world. It's not like he had a tradition or a source. He's saying there is this benefit to those movements. I don't know if the Rambam would have said that had he realized that almost a millennium would pass and Mashiach wouldn't come. Remember, Rambam wrote his Igeret Teman, where he anticipated Mashiach was just around the corner. In his Igeret Teman, he writes, I am certain that the suffering that we're undergoing now under the Muslims is the birth pangs of the Mashiach. So Rambam was convinced, and he had a tradition, or so he thought, that Mashiach should be coming very, very soon. Rashi also thought Mashiach was around the corner. Rav Sadia Gaon also thought Mashiach was around the corner. So in that time period of Jewish history, around the year in the Gregorian calendar, 1100, you had many commentaries 200 years earlier, 100 years earlier, and during that time period, who believed each in their own time that they had a correct interpretation of the book of Daniel, and Mashiach was just around the corner. I don't know if Rambam would have said this had he realized that we would have to contend with the Crusades and so much bloodshed at the hands of the Muslims and Christians for the next 800 years after the Rambam. I don't know if Rambam would have written this. I don't know. You know, Rambam wrote it then. So that brings us to the conclusion of the first chapter of the Torat Hashem Tmimah.